Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my name is Mario Coleman and I am the CEO of NCWCC. I'd like to thank you for tuning in to NCWCC Digital Online Radio Broadcast Network and NCWCC Chicago Talk Radio. We change lives.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome sound sculptress Destiny.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. You are listening to the NCWCC Digital Online Broadcast Network. Today is October 31st, and we want to send our prayers and our concerns and our thoughts out to the victims of Hurricane Sandy and the floods, the fires, and just the entire outcome of the travesty that's taken place throughout the country. And we want to just take a moment to remember the lives that have been lost as a result of this. Breezy Point, Queens, places that Hurricane Sandy impacted, the death toll as it rises, the astronomical cost of about $50 billion that it's taking in place of what we should be doing with $50 billion. We can get into that a little bit, but we want to just remember those who have lost their lives and reflect on really what's important as we continue to move through this election series for 2012. We want to thank those who have risked their lives and their resources to get out to the victims, the emergency responders, as they continue to battle the fires and the floods. And want to keep in mind that when it all said and done, it doesn't make a difference about the overall series of things that are taking place here in America right now. We are all Americans, and we are all human, and we want to take a moment as I go back into destiny. When we talk about the impact of what real lives that takes place,
please welcome sound sculptress.
We have to think
Destiny.
About this presidential election a little bit clear. Well, is it about the election, or is it about the people? We have launched our online newspaper. It is called The Purpose. It is a black conservative approach. We will be looking for subscribers as we launch the first paperback in April, and so we'll be getting that out as well. But again, we want to just take a moment to think about the people who lost their lives and their homes. There's countless, as I was looking at the New York Times, of young people, old people. A woman died because she was left alone and the lights went out and she was on the respirator. No one saw about her. She had a heart attack. There was a young man that went to look for the calves inside their home, outside their home, and he was blown away. He was killed. And so, you know, as we go into listening, there's a hope coming among us. I want to thank you all for listening in. I want to thank those who have forged the opportunity for me to stand up and be a better person. And we just want to sit back for a moment and listen to Destiny. Destiny Muhammad, hope on the horizon. Today is coming.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the NCWQC Digital Online Broadcast Network. Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm your host, Karima Ali, with the NCWCC Digital Online Radio. I'm exactly the executive producer that's produced about 7-8 shows. We hope that you all look in some of the shows that we're producing right now. It's a new one that's coming out. It's, of course, the God Movement. It's one that we do on Fridays. And then on Thursdays, AM 1480. I want you to tune in for that particular show, the God Movement, on that, on 1480 here in Atlanta. We want to thank those, Durante Williams, and those staffs at the radio station there. The God Movement is also on Blog Talk Radio on Fridays afternoons. And not about the party, but the purpose. Purpose Online Talk Radio, something that we've produced as well. I want you guys to tune into that. Just look at the new site that's coming out. It's our online news that we have up and going now. I want you all to subscribe to the news updates, and it's free. We are looking for subscriptions as our launch is in April, to have our first paperback. And then we also have the 1010 Big Mouth, that is a North Georgia Mountain Good Old Boys network that I produce as well. And, of course, NCWCC Chicago Talk Radio with Tasha Brown out there in Chicago. Of course, Patricia Hunt, you'll be listening to her. She's our political and our editorial news veteran who has utilized all her skills to bring forth from the broadcast network out of Portland, Oregon. We also want to thank Mario Coleman, our CEO of our digital broadcast network online, and our sponsors that are lining up for that as well. I just want to remind everybody about what's taking place. We are going to be very brief about the show. Sandy's, just an update today, Sandy's strength will continue to weaken throughout the 24 hours, but the storm will continue to impact. It will linger. Now, the death toll, as we know, has risen to 59, with 26 in New York, including a young couple that was killed by a falling tree in Ditmas Park Monday night. There's also been, as we're learning, the recognition that climate change is a reality. The Washington Post Capitol Weather Gang has a good roundup of weather-related stats from Sandy. And this is what the environmental portion of the NCWCC Build a Youth Program that we, and a Bay program that we, it's environmental green technology. It's about climate control, reducing the footprint. This is just an example of what's taking place with the climate change that is taking place across the world. This is not a black problem, a white problem, a rich problem. It's a problem for the entire planet. This is not about one race. This is about the human race. Now, more than 8 million people remain without power, and utility companies say they might be up in a week, but fully restored New York, the buses, the full services, have been limited in New York. They expect that the JFK, Newark, Liberty International airports will reopen with limited service this morning. LaGuardia will remain closed as well. If you call and talk to some of your folks there, thank God that my guy, son Charles, is okay. He decided to weather the storm. There is IHS Global Insight that the latest estimate for the cost of the damages for Sandy is about $20 billion in property damage and anywhere between $10 and $30 billion in lost businesses. There will be some computations of a lot of things that will be taking place. There are things that are going on that they're talking about as part of this historical flooding that has displaced possibly hundreds of thousands of rats, which may well lead to a spread of rat-borne diseases. People can get affected by individuals mixed with uninfected individuals. That is a recipe of an outbreak. This mass This mass is just at the beginning. This just got started. There should be CDC outreach to the flooded communities. This is something really serious. As we talk about a presidential election, which is really far fitting, it's not even fitting for this particular time. I think that we as a country, as a nation, needs to come together. I hope that wish in some kind of way the Constitution could put the put this off, you know, let's put this off for a moment. But that's something that we know that can't take place. It's just going to be a way to find out who's who when it comes down to our well-being. People should be out talking about what they can do to help. Sending money is one thing, but rolling up your sleeves, as we have first responders who are picking up bodies as the death toll rises, there's going to be a need for food, clothing, shelter, and then just a massive amount of ministry from pastors, ministers. As we look at an article that I saw that at the black church, let me say here, the black faith leaders, I don't know who these people could be, but black faith leaders announced a campaign to go to strip 25% of the black vote from President Obama. Now, I'm not sure about who these black leaders are supposed to be, but nobody has that kind of power. If these ministers, and I'm not putting them down, but they should be on television now trying to deploy out their ministry to the people that have that's part of this travesty that's taken place. I want to just kind of go over what our position in as NCWCC. We, our network, we have a press and publications that we are producing. Our goal is to get the information, the education out to people in the urban community as we work into some of the projects that we've been building on for the last 4 years. There has been some official, unofficial things that have taken place in terms of what's taken place as we listen to some of the people that want to get them the 10, 15 minutes of fame. Everybody wants to get on radio. Everybody wants to get on TV. But this is the thing. We can talk about lowering taxes, less government. One of the things I found interesting is that this guy named Reverend C.L. Bryant documentary called The Runaway Slave to premiere in Birmingham. Now, this is one of the things that I want to just question people. This is about this particular NAACP local chapter president became a conservative activist. That's his realization that the entitlement mindset of the progressive black community is equivalent to trading one form of tyranny from another. And there's an argument about that. The movement is supposed to help liberate all Americans. And I just suggest folks to go and look at this particular thing. It's www.runawayslavemovie.com. You got to sit back for a moment. We're going to go back into another other piece of music by Mario Coleman, The Next Level, called Candlelight. welcome back to the NCWCC Digital Online Broadcast Network. I am your host, Karima Ali, executive producer of several of our shows on the broadcast network under NCWCC. One of the things I just found interesting was something that I've been talking about for some time, and I'm glad that this all just came out. This is something new from Rusty West. More stimulus waste. Green jobs training fails to create jobs. Now, am I not shocked about that? No, I'm not. Organizations have gotten millions of dollars and based on the Obamaites, as I call them. One of those programs is the Youth Bill program. It's got $200 million in training, and they refuse to do anything that would actually have sustainability. Now, this is just something that was just out. You can look this up at Rusty West. That was posted today. Just over 3 years ago, Vice President Joe Biden announced a $500 million stimulus funded package for job training. Now, this new initiative was supposed to be aimed for unemployed workers to compete and obtain employment in the administrative converted fields of green jobs. Okay, that announcement was fine. They talk about real live jobs, real live futures. Now, as an audit has been provided by the U.S. Department of Labor Office of Inspector General, it indicates that the program provides little more than a reminder that stimulus spending was overburdened with rampant waste, all on the taxpayer's dime. Just like here in DeKalb County and any other county that's up under the Obamaites, these green job training initiatives had been no different. And this package that it went out was actually created for the same people who are doing the same thing. This has been artificially inflating job numbers by counting the lives that he touched in terms of the Obama administration. Exactly right here in Georgia alone, they praised the job training program that they had no pipeline to employers at all. This report, it concludes that the training program had been limited to in terms of reported employment outcomes. That was an understatement. The audit, according to the Washington Times, not only summarizes the green training program as a failure for job creation, it also details out the adjacent failure, the scope. And there's a quote here. It says, President Obama's green job training program, which was part of his stimulus, has failed on most key job measures, according to the new internal audits that found it was training workers who had already had jobs and didn't really need green energy skills and was failing to place new enrollees in jobs once they finished the training. Now, this program was aimed to place 81,000 enrollees into jobs. Now, which community was impacted the worst from this particular thing? Black community, urban community, communities that are suffering as we speak now. And again, as you look at DeKalb County alone, since the entire government here actually pushed our NCWCC Build a Region program out of the region. One of the things that we'll talk about a little bit later is how that happened. There has been something that's coming up, and I believe it's going to stay in. Worse, that 30% of the share of individuals who gain employment show little or any staying power, and only 16% were able to keep their jobs at least 6 months. And also, the program failed by 84% below its own goal for job creation. Now, Congressman Daryl Issel, chairman of the House Committee and Oversight and Government Reform, provides this particular conclusion. The green jobs training belongs in the long list of administration bad investments, including the bankruptcy of Solidarity, Beacon Power, abroad, and just this month, A1, 2, and 3. They've continued, the Obama administration has continued to throw money into spurring economic development in these green industries, and the only people who get those monies are the Obamaites. Companies like Scott & Son Holdings, even the mayor of Atlanta is now a contractor off a $94 million blessing that was given. And I want everybody to look at this situation. This is just me, my personal experience. Why is it that it's okay for them to continue to feed their families and the rest of the black and urban community suffer? How dare we stand by and raise up an administration, a man over God. This is America. Freedom works. Freedom is power. We want you all to look back and go to Freedom Works. Lower taxes, less government, more freedom. FreedomWorks.com. Please take a look at that. And you vote your, not your conscience, but vote the amount of what has happened. Could we get away with it if it was our job to create something? I'm your host, Kareem Ali, with the NCWCC Digital Online Radio. Tune in next week. I'm Bob Martin.
Hello. My name is Mario Coleman, and I am the CEO of NCWCC. I'd like to thank you for tuning in to NCWCC Digital Online Radio Broadcast Network and NCWCC Chicago Talk Radio.